October 24, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Viewpoint. Now thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14. The viewpoint of a worker for God must not be as near the highest as he can get. It must be the highest. Be careful to maintain strenuously God's point of view. It has to be done every day, bit by bit. Don't think on the finite. No outside power can touch the viewpoint. The viewpoint to maintain is that we are here for one purpose only, and that is to be captives in the train of Christ's triumphs. We are not in God's showroom. We are here to exhibit one thing, the absolute captivity of our lives to Jesus Christ. How small the other points of view are. I am standing alone battling for Jesus. I have to maintain the cause of Christ and hold this fort for him. Paul says, I am in the train of a conqueror, and it does not matter what the difficulties are. I am always led in triumph. Is this idea being worked out practically in us? Paul's secret joy was that God took him, a red-handed rebel, against Jesus Christ and made him a captive, and now that is all he is here for. Paul's joy was to be a captive of the Lord. He had no other interest in heaven or in earth. It is a shameful thing for a Christian to talk about getting the victory. The victor ought to have got us so completely that it is his victory all the time, and we are more than conquerors through him. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. We are unwheeled with the odor of Jesus, and wherever we go, we are a wonderful refreshment to God. That's the end of Oswald's text. It is very like most Christians to want to claim victory and stand in the place as the victor. In Christ we can do all things, we're told in Philippians 4:13. As we work out our salvation, as it were, according to our human understanding, we believe we need to be doing things for God and having victory over this and that and the other, be it temptation or Satan or demons or whatever else might prevail against us or God. And yet we lose sight of the real fact that we are totally incapable, incompetent, and unable to have victory at all. Jesus Christ is the victory. Jesus Christ is the victor. And unless we are fully in him, we have no victory at all. It is his victory, and until we just embrace him and become intimate with him, it remains his and not ours. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Just as you draw near to your most significant other on the planet, draw nigh to God, and you will then share in the blessings of the intimacy and the joy of being partner with someone who is victorious.